With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got a new survey, and it asked people to name the biggest signs that you're finally comfortable in a new relationship, and they gave us the top 10. So a lot of us have been there where, you know, we've started a new relationship and thought this person was the one, and then all of a sudden you get comfortable, and when do you think it is that you're doing something, you go, yeah, this is the person I'm going to be with for a bit.
Hmm.
And I'm comfortable with them. I think number one is pretty obvious, though. My wife and I actually had hit a new level of our relationship that is the anti-number one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now that's completely... it has to do with living in California together.
Living in Valley... Well, you're kind of on the right path. This is definitely doing something together that you usually do by yourself, but then you add somebody to your life. And then you get comfortable enough that you start doing this with them.
Oh. Sex.
I mean,
he's not wrong.
That you're not wrong.
Usually starts by yourself.
But you can have sex with anybody. One night stands happen a lot. This is somebody that you're comfortable with. Somebody that you're spending a lot of time.
Sex where you don't have to give them money afterwards.
Ah, that's it. The number one answer.
Nice. No.
Cashless sex. Just gift cards, please.
Oh, Venmo. Yeah.
Okay. Venmo. You're right. Venmo works. Nobody has an idea. You
do sleeping this together.
There we go. Sleeping in the same bed.
Not in a sleeping together kind of way, but just
Can I just say one thing, Danny, Vicky, Rev? You should be embarrassed that Steve, who usually never gets anywhere near the top answer,
well,
beat you to this.
Well, you're in a no-brainer at that point. I mean, my original thought was that it was going to be watching wrestling without fear of embarrassment.
Yeah, that's oddly specific, but that's numbers. No,
that's when I felt comfortable.
It's not on the thing.
See, my head was just stuck on like the number one thing that I think makes you comfortable in a relationship, and it's farting in front of each other, and that's all I can think of.
Oh, well, let's see. The closest we've got here is number three, which is leaving the door open when you use the bathroom.
Does it say number one or number two?
It doesn't really go into that specifics, Vicky.
I'll never feel comfortable with the door open in number two. Like, that door is closed.
Agreed. 100%.
Yeah. We're about to hit our 10-year anniversary, and still to this day, like, I won't fully lock it closed because Lulu likes to pop in and see how things are going. So I have to, like, kind of still leave it so that she can push her nose in and say, hey, Dad, all right, I'm getting out of here.
So you and Lulu are on that level.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, since day one.
Every time I hear that, because when my dog was alive, that dog wanted to do that. I'm like, you're going to get the F out of my space, dog, and if you bark, I'm going to lock you in your crate. So she learned not to bother me in the bathroom.
Well, I mean, it's my own fault, but it started because, like, I would close the door, and then she would paw at the door because she wants to see what's going on, and then it's just like, well, I'd rather not have to deal with that.
You got to be the dog whisperer, man. You got to show you're in charge.
You're right. I failed her.
Lulu's definitely in charge of that house. She's the alpha. I mean, oh. I don't know over you. I haven't seen your wife lately to know who the elf is. I just know beat your wife.
Lulu runs the place, and now Tatum's a close second.
Yeah, I won't have that in my pack. Okay, if I'm not the alpha, guess what? The pack doesn't exist. I'll go down in a just ball of flames in my pack. That's how I am with my dogs, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, how's that treating you? They're all dead.
Well, 15 years. I mean, she had a good run.
Hard time.
Wow. It's not like she had a premature ending.
It's not like she jumped off a cliff. Like, I can't take it in this house anymore.
Though she did jump off the deck, but that's because her eyesight was bad. So she didn't know she was walking off the deck. She didn't know that.
Damn, Steve, you're kind of on the nose.
Didn't know. She used to go on the deck all the time. Then one day she's like, where'd she go? And she's on the ground like, hey, everybody, I think you better not let me go on the deck anymore.
It's just a bad joke. I didn't realize that I was actually delving into some serious stuff.
That was a beating, dude. You know, I told my wife, I don't think she can see anymore, honey. We can't just let her walk around where there's a deck.
How about walking around the house naked? Someone texted.
Ooh, good call. I am looking. I'm looking. And yeah, well, the closest we have is not wearing makeup in front of them. And Steve, when did you stop wearing makeup in front of your wife?
I still put on makeup. I couldn't imagine having my wife having to see me without makeup.
Yeah, showering at their place is number 5 on the list. Walking around naked. Again, what's the problem? If you've already had sex, I feel like you've seen a lot of the bits and pieces anyway, right?
No, I mean, light switches are very helpful when you're not very proud of how your body looks. So then, you know, when you're in the moment of being intimate, you have sheets, you have lights, you have darkness. Whereas walking around naked, it's like, here, just look at me. And also, you're not in the throes of passion. So, I mean, it's just look at this.
And you're not, you know, sucking it in or anything. If you're just walking around willy-nilly, if you will.
Yeah. Well, Willie's always nilly when we're walking around.
But I remember when I was younger and I was hooking up with dudes, even if it was like a 1 or 2 month hookup where we would hook up occasionally in those 2 months. And I realized, I'm like, I never actually saw the dude naked.
Oh, really?
He was actually very self-conscious. I'm like, I don't think I've ever saw him naked.
Oh, isn't that something?
Even though we did all the stuff.
Yeah, I'm happy I don't have that. I feel like once you've seen the important part, I mean, the rest of it is, I mean, at that point,
the important part is not the part I'm ever embarrassed by.
Like, well, my gut's near there. I feel like that's the only, so I feel like, you know.
The love handles. And
yeah. I feel like, well, I mean, unless you can somehow keep your shirt on, but I think that's weird, isn't it? If you're sitting there and, I mean, if you're doing
I wear crotchless Spanx. I don't know. Do you guys
cool.
do that?
Oh, yeah. All the time, I never thought about the crotchless Spanx. Yeah,
that's kind of. Never have that image in my life.
Yeah. Well, now you do.
And I'm picturing them to be nude colored,
too.
Of course. So
yeah.
Worse.
They have to be, of course.
They're sublimated with like fake body hair on them.
And we're talking about the top 10 things. That are signs that you're finally comfortable in a relationship. Sleeping in the same bed's number 1. Leaving the door open when you use the bathroom's number 3.
What about belching and farting? A lot of people are going with that.
Vicky did say the farting thing, and the most I have is basically just leaving the door open when you use the bathroom. No belching or farting.
No.
But I would imagine that covers it. I mean, if people are seeing you, like, you know, basically relieving yourself, that...
No, I feel like they're drastically different. A fart, just for the sake of farting, is way different than... The sounds I'm making, like, you know.
If the door is open and you're taking a number 2 ski, you think that farting, like, it's even worse to see people farting around about it? Yeah?
No, I think farting is way less traumatic.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. So I think if you're already...
But I wouldn't put those two in the same category. That's what I mean.
Oh, that's interesting because they come from the same area, but all right.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny because, like, I would do, you know, with the door open number 1 before I farted in front of a dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just grew up with like the door open.
Well,
so
I guess there are the R. Kelly fans out there, so
I'm probably happy with that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, that people probably wouldn't mind in that case.
See, that's where me and my girlfriend have been for the longest. Like, we will leave the door open when we pee all the time. But then we will not fart in front of each other. But it's not for any specific reason. We just don't. And we've never had a conversation about it, but it's just been part of our relationship.
It. See how it goes.
Jeez, I wonder how comfortable you are then. But then again, it's not on the list, so maybe it's not a thing for people. Maybe they don't do this around each other.
Maybe most normal people don't fart around their significant others.
Well, if your name is Rev, it's almost impossible.
No, man, it's an art form at that point.
Okay, art form is not what I would use to describe what happens with, or even a fart. Okay. Number 2, Steve, I was always wondering how this would be for you, because look, whenever... It's tough enough to do this, but then when you're in a situation where, you know, a lot of people think when there's an age difference, sometimes this next activity that you do is a tough one. And it's the toughest thing sometimes all of us have to do, which is, but you know you're definitely comfortable, or at least comfortable with the relationship, that you're willing to do this.
Having your significant other shave your back.
Huh?
Yeah, it's surprisingly, that's right there on number two. No,
dude, that was a moment where I was like, I was very skeptical. I just like, I don't know if I can ask for this. Like, I was embarrassed. Like, I was like, or do I just go on Amazon and get one of those back razor thingies?
You really have her shave your back.
Hell yeah!
Was this for wrestling or
solely because of wrestling?
Oh, that
Before
makes
that,
sense.
I never shaved my back because it's not like I have a hairy back. But you know, I mean.
Actually, I don't know what it's like to shave my back for wrestling, but I'm going to take your word for it.
Well, I was like, okay, I should try and like clean it all up because I'm wearing something that is going to show like those little patches.
Yeah.
So that was a weird thing, though, to be like, hey, babe, I know I haven't asked you this in the 9 years that we've known each other, but when I'm shaving my head, can you pop in for a second and just like whoop, whoop, take care of the back?
How was that? How'd that go down?
She was like, yeah, sure, no problem. She thought it was fun.
Oh, see, that grooming.
Girls like picking and prodding things.
Yeah.
So this is like part of like... I won't let her pop a pimple, but so she's like, this is the closest thing I get to like doing body maintenance to you.
We like to groom people. We like to clean them up for some reason. I don't know. It's in our DNA because I've done that with like everyone. I think I've even like cleaned up some of the hair on Danny.
Oh, yeah. You've done it. You shaved my head.
Your head.
Yeah.
I've done Danny's. I've shaved my brother's back. I'll shave anybody.
You'll do back shaving?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to see about that maybe.
All right.
Do it here at work.
It's great. We did, actually, in the other room.
I did shave Danny's back.
You shaved Danny's back here?
Did you record that? Was that on video?
No.
I think Sarah did,
OnlyFans. It was on Danny's OnlyFans. Why'd you have to shave your back, Danny?
I didn't. Vicky had a new tool, and she was like, hey, Danny, can I see your back? And I was like, sure. And then she started shaving it, and I was like, this is amazing.
It's like a little – it shaves you, but it doesn't feel like you have any like stubble or anything. It grows back really nice like for facial hair and stuff.
Oh, that's
and
I was fantastic.
Curious to see how it would work on thicker hair.
No
and I ended
stubble?
Up just, yeah, no. Like I do my upper lip because
I am
Chewbacca.
Is that one of those laser wand thingies?
No, it's like a little – hold on. I might even have it.
Oh, Vicky,
no,
I don't.
You carry your razor.
Vicky, you do a good job. I didn't know you had an upper lip situation.
Well, I'm a Chewbacca, basically. So.
Oh, really?
I usually carry it around because it'll sneak up on you. Because normally, with any other method, you feel it kind of poking at you.
Oh.
But with this, I don't. So
what
all
is
of a sudden,
this thing? Where can
I'd like to get one of those.
They're like little. I don't
Does
know.
Does it
they
work
like
on the
light.
You know the nether regions? Can you try it down there?
I've never
Vicky,
tried
can
it.
Can you try it on BJ's nether regions?
No. I can. I can do that myself. But
oh, you can.
But that's the issue sometimes. If you want to be that person, is you get the pokage sometimes. You know, and that's the stubble's uncomfortable in certain areas of your body.
For sure.
So number two, you haven't figured out, Steve. You had to do this.
I had to do this. Number two.
So you're with your wife.
Yes.
And at some point, you go, "Wow, we are clicking. This is working. This is this
meet
is
the parents."
There we go.
Oh. Boom.
Good job.
Good answer.
You are number
good
answer, two. Good answer. Most comfortable thing you do. You are comfortable with somebody if you're willing to meet their family. And
yeah, I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking, but once it starts, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as like you go into it and you're like, oh, these people are cool with me how I am, then there's zero pressure.
And I ask you this all the time because it would be bothering me, but see, everything bothers me because of the age difference. I think that that's something that if it's beyond a certain amount of years, I think the parents, at least in my generation, would say something like, I can't believe you're dating this person who's this much older than you. And it would work both ways, whether it be the guy or the girl who's the kid.
Oh, I think that was more of her, like, not saying this like as a goof, but like it was more of her problem because like she had to break that news to them. It wasn't like I showed up and this is the first time they realize the age difference. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's nice
they
that
already,
she did that.
Like, she's already sold me on them before I ever met them. Like,
that's cool she did that.
Well, yeah. I mean, she kind of, wanted her parents to like me because she even said, like, if my parents didn't like you, the relationship would have never happened.
Oh, so, I see. Because, yeah, she wasn't, like, ready to just be a rebellious person. She was going to try to get them to dig you or not.
Well, yeah, her family's opinion of things is very important to her.
What kind of relationship is that where kids
insanity.
Are listening to their parents?
Right? I went into it already being like pumped up. If that's a bad term,
yeah, maybe you don't want to be using that.
She put me over in front of her parents.
Like, sound right either.
It's a wrestling term.
Thank
I get
you.
It. Yeah,
Thank
I don't
you,
understand
Greg.
What's
yeah,
going
like,
on there.
She sold the attributes.
Oh wow. Okay.
And didn't talk about the negatives, I guess. I don't know.
So sleeping in the same bed, meeting their family, leaving the door open when you use the bathroom. Number four, we haven't covered yet, and this one's a very intimate thing that I don't know. I guess women would love to hear this kind of stuff, the average woman, whereas the average man doesn't like even doing this kind of stuff.
Pet names or something?
Oh, pet names is on the list, Rev, but it is actually, it's funny. We've got two pet references on this. Number six, we'll be calling each other pet names. Number nine is trusting them to take care of your pet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, if you could take my pet off my hands, that would make us basically married. I'd be like, okay, who are you?
But then you get married, then the pet comes back.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'd have to break up with him and then just move. I'd be like, what the heck? Number four involves intimacy, but not on a physical level. How's that?
Saying I love you?
Ooh, well, you're on the right track, but it's more about...
giving them your Facebook password. Or MySpace.
Personally, I don't think you should ever have to do that in a really good relationship.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, I know, but you'd be surprised how many people think that way, though, Steve.
Turning your account into a joint account.
Oh, ooh, that's a good one, Steve.
Nothing says relationship issues more than when they have a joint account.
Right. I think
good
that's
a good answer.
Kind of number 10, which is talking about having a future together. Like, you start planning, like, well, here's what I'm going to be doing, and you're part of it.
That'd be great to get down on one knee. They think you're pulling out a ring. You pull out your cell phone, and you show them that you're changing the name of your Facebook account. And be like, it's a joint account now.
It's now
babe.
A joint account, sweetheart. This one here is telling them a deep secret.
Oh.
Have you, I mean, do you remember when you told your wife something that you really weren't happy to tell anybody, but you thought, hey,
no.
You know what?
I have no idea, no.
See, I didn't think that you were that guy to do that. I don't know if you...
I really have nothing. Like, it's just like everything I've said is...
Don't you have to be deep to have a deep secret?
Hey, I did that.
Sure did.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild, BJ.
I don't. You know what? For the people that care about depth, that was hilarious.
No, I mean everything. I'm a pretty open book, so it wasn't like I like, hey, this is my dark secret to let you know. I mean, I'm sure I shared things with her that maybe like feelings and thoughts that I wouldn't share with like everybody in the room, but like in general, like the embarrassing stuff about me, or I've already done on the air. So
I think that is a deep secret. If you have thoughts that you wouldn't share with us and with your buddies. But you share with her. I feel like that's the same thing as
but
a deep
secret. I
don't
view it as a secret.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's more of, I don't know, there are certain people in relationships that I know and certain people in life that have these deep secrets. But I think sharing your thoughts that you won't share with somebody else, including like your, let's just say your locker room buddies. I mean, those are, you got your best friends.
Yeah.
You know, your hockey buddies. And if you're sharing stuff with her you wouldn't share with them, I think that counts.
Yeah, I don't know if I've necessarily, though, fully not shared those things with them. Granted, maybe it's like under the influence of alcohol. I'm like, let me tell you something, Munson. And then we have that heartfelt conversation.
Yeah.
And then we go back to slamming beers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And slamming beers naked. Let's, because it's in the locker room.
And our friend Beers, he never liked it when we did that.
Oh, poor Beers.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. You're going to hear this story, and you're probably going to have judgment, but I'm actually on the side of the parents on this one.
Oh, are you?
I am.
Okay. No, spoiler alert, I think you're an idiot.
Thank you!
Wow. I'm very excited to hear this now.
Yeah, and honestly, I think you would think that it would be reversed. I think that you, because Steve being the frugal gentleman that he is, if he can get a deal, he'll get a deal.
Right.
And me being the curmudgeon that I am, you'd think I'd be like, you're a moron, but we are on opposite sides where you'd think the other person would be. A couple from Switzerland just had a baby girl, and they named their daughter after their internet service provider in order to get free Wi-Fi for 18 years. So they named their kid after the internet provider. The company is called TwiFi, and it's a Swiss-based internet provider. And they said, look, we will give you free internet for 18 years as long as you name your child after our service. So they even came up with the names. They go, look, if you got a boy, name him TwiFifus, or Twifus, I guess. Twifus. Okay. Yeah, Twifus. And if it's a girl, Twifia.
Twifia.
Yeah.
I feel like Twifia is better than Twifus.
Yeah.
Because Twifus is like doofus.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it is, Twifus and Twifia. And they decided, okay. They had a girl. But here's the rule, Steve. The rule is that you could also name the middle name of the child after the internet provider. So then it could be Tatum Twifia. Migs, and then you
well,
could
that's get, actually her name.
Yeah. You could have got free internet, and everybody just knows yours is Tatum T.
No, hers is it's Tatum X-Fi.
Tatum X-Fi.
Migs, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I thought her name would be Tatum, really, like Trappers or something, so you get free sushi. I mean, I feel like you'd do that.
See, okay, full disclosure, I was completely thinking we were at a different time slot on our show, and there's another story we have later on about a guy that goes on a crime spree with one of his kids, and I thought that's what you were talking about. So that's why I was like, yeah, I think you're an idiot. Think that guy was okay to go on a crime spree with his kid.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that. So I could act like as if I meant it, but no, I would do this too, man, for free anything.
All right.
If I had to go with a middle name, it'd be a tough sell to the wifeski.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously there's history and there's a story behind her middle name as a nod to someone in her family. So I'd have a tough conversation, but I feel
free Wi-Fi for 18 years. Even that person in her family would understand, wouldn't they?
I mean, maybe free Indian food for 18 years.
Ooh.
So we Tatum Karma Migs.
And Karma's a good name.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, Karma's actually a thing that some people, you know, big believers in it.
And quick aside, Rev, I believe, just recently went to Karma Indian.
Oh, yeah. And oh my God, is it so good.
Have you been to...
thank you.
Have you been to the one downtown that we've gone to, and the Cedars? Have you ever been there, Rev?
Because in the district?
We went there like a decade ago.
So I'm trying. Does your memory remember? Because I think Cedars is one of the best Indian places I've been to. How would you, if you can remember, or is Karma
I can't remember. I'll be perfectly honest, but I straight up love Karma. Like Karma is our now go to.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's worth the drive, right?
Yeah. Then there's only lately, I think two solid Indian places in Pierce County that I know about, and Karma is hands down my favorite now.
Son of a gun. I always go to Saffron Grill because it's the guy that used to be at Cedars.
Yeah.
And
I remember Cedars being very good, but I would never have left with the passion that I have for Karma.
So you're
so
really,
happy.
Okay, I got to go then.
It's worth dealing with Meridian traffic.
Yeah.
Whoa. And that says a lot.
That does
I'm telling
say
you, come
lot.
Down. I'll take you and I'll even treat you.
Right there, BJ.
Yeah, I know. Once they open the places back up again, unfortunately.
Well, this offer goes until December 14th.
Oh, is that what it is? Perfect. I'll make you get curbside at this point. I'll make you get curbside. Then you got to have me at your house and eat it. Are you sure you want to make this deal?
Fine.
You better extend it.
Damn it, backfired.
Yeah, you better extend that because I don't think your wife wants me eating Indian all over her new house.
Well, as long as she gets someone. How do you eat Indian? I mean, we just eat it at a table.
Get him a bib or something, I guess.
We have an extra baby bib.
Yeah,
it's one of those silicone ones.
I'm a bit of a sloppy eater. I'm just, I want to give you guys forewarning is all I'm saying. All right, so you and I then agree on this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what what would you name your, like, what thing would you want for free for 18 years? Like, I do think that that would be awesome to get free Indian food for 18 years.
Oh, I would call my kids Zulu.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not, I mean, obviously.
I get all the board games forever, yeah.
I mean, I'd like to name her student loans if I'm going to get something free for the next 18 years.
That would be a smart middle name.
Right, Tatum student loans.
You will be saving her a lot of grief. She will be so happy.
I'm talking about my wife's student loans.
See, but it would take care of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
See? Don't think you know your kid's not going to go to college and cost you cash.
Yeah, but in 18 years, she still hasn't gone to college. So I got to enjoy the free student loans, basically, for my wife.
I'm with Danny. Get both.
Yeah.
Or send her to private school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's just go crazy.
Yeah.
Private school.
If they're covering it, why not?
And you know what, Steve? Buy everything that's made in gold, okay? Everything she wants. Make sure it's covered in gold.
So instead, please don't name your daughter Karma. She's going to end up a stripper. Well, yeah, I'm not naming her.
Coming to the main stage, it's Karma.
Karma.
Well, if it's the middle name, you don't have to worry about it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, some people might say if she ended up as a stripper, that would be Karma for Steve calling her Karma. So that's
all right, Danny. What do you put in the middle name for a kid in order to get something for free?
Oh, it would have to be probably Dion's, of course. Because I want Dion's for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but you're not even in New Mexico. That's
They could send it to me wherever I'm at.
Why did you want the deal? I don't think you can send. You can't send human waste in the mail.
Wow!
Yeah,
I think
that's damn. Shots fired.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
See, I think you would go like some kind of fancy pants microbrewery or something like that.
I get all the beer for free. That's actually not a bad idea. Best of hands. We'll go with best of hands then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that one word?
Best of hands.
Lily best of hands.
I thought it was going to be Disney pins, Lily Disney pins, because he loves his Disney pins.
Well, your foster brother there, Vicky, you could change his middle name.
Yeah, I'm changing it to Alaska for Alaska Airlines. Free flights.
Wow.
Oh, that's a really good call.
I don't know you being much of a flyer, but if you had free flights, you'd go everywhere?
I've been to Europe, and I would love to go again, obviously, pre-COVID. Well,
I know you've been to Europe, but where else do you fly?
But I would love to. I mean, it's not like I can go to Europe every week.
Okay, but you would if
I had free flights, hell yeah, I'd be going more often.
Where's Vicky again on this Monday? Oh, she's still in
Ireland. She's still in Europe.
Dude, it's funny because I have a buddy that he's like in cahoots with somebody that he gets on standby, but he gets free plane tickets anywhere because he's like part of a family kind of a plan or whatever.
I know my buddy that has the same deal. Yeah.
Sheesh, man. Because for a while I'm like, dude, what kind of money are you making? Because he's like traveling. He's like, I decided to get a hamburger in San Francisco. And he like posts a picture of it. I'm like, you just went to San Francisco for a hamburger? Yeah. I'm like, well, what are you doing to get this money? Are you a drug dealer or something? He goes, no, this is how I'm doing it. And it's like, I just stand by and I've got that kind of time and I could pull it off. And I'm like, that's amazing.
To have that kind of time to pull it off is what amazes me.
But before that, he was never traveling. Now he travels everywhere.
Yeah. It's great if you can have the time to do it. That irritates me because I have a buddy that does the same thing. And he tells me what he has to do. And sometimes I know what he has to do in order to. And I'm like, I don't have the patience for that.
The standby thing would just be too infuriating. But he says more often than not because they give you he has an app on his phone that gives you an idea of how many people are on standby so he can play the odds.
All right. That's at least better.
It's not like old days where you just show up not knowing and it's all willy-nilly.
Oh, that's nice.
See, I had a buddy kind of cheat the system. So he was a server. And so anytime anybody would pay with cash, he would take his credit card and pay for him and keep the cash. And at the end of his shift, he would go pay off his credit card. So he racked up like hundreds and hundreds of airplane miles. So he traveled all over the world. It's one of those things like it's not like technically illegal. It seems shady, but it's not. But I'm just like, that's brilliant. And I kind of wish I did that.
I've changed kid's name. I'm going a new middle name for a baby Tatum.
What's that now?
Tatum Kraken Miggs.
Really?
Plus it sounds badass.
Oh, season tickets are
awesome. That's what I mean.
Yeah, season tickets
Season tickets ain't cheap, man.
No, they ain't. All right, all right, so it's Tatum Kraken.
Tatum Kraken.
All right.
Hey, Steve,
Tatum K.
Actually, Steve, can I co-opt your baby and just give her the middle name Xbox? I need a new Xbox.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, anyone else want something for free?
Yeah, I don't have a baby right now.
Well, what about Carl? Carl could.
Well, I don't think they're
cat.
Necessarily going to liken this for a cat.
Carl's too old now. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's not a baby anymore.
So not PS5. You don't want the PS5. You want the Xbox.
He wants the Xbox.
Well,
way to support the home team.
He's a PNW boy.
Yeah.
I'd say get both of them. If there's a way, you have two cats.
Well, I mean,
yeah. So one middle name Xbox, and then one PS5.
Yeah. Frank PS5 in accounting.
They'll just think it's Elon Musk's kid with all the numbers. I mean, seriously, that's when Elon Musk is already. I mean, already named his kid half a bunch of letters and numbers. Why not?
Someone said I'm going to change my kid's name to Purple Yum Yum. Free weed forever. Well, for 18 years.
Yeah, but you know, you do need that though for the first 18 years of that kid's life. It seems like that's actually the smartest thing to do. Well, there you go.
So it's an Anheuser. Get the free beer.
Nothing wrong with that.
Could we get like creative? Like, could it be Silver Bullet if I wanted like some free Coors Light? Or do I have to go Coors Light?
Well, I think it's up to Coors, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that Twi-Fi had to come up with Twi-Fi-Fus and Twi-Fia and, I mean, whatever. So I think we got to let the Coors folks come up. And but I think Silver Bullet is definitely acceptable.
See, my thing would be totally – I'd go down the food road because it could be like either Tatum, Karma, Hontos, Trappers, Migs.
That is a very long name. A very long name, but it does accomplish – it accomplishes a lot.
Larry says, Lakewood Larry goes, why don't you just name your kid Light Bulbs? Tatum Light Bulbs Makes, because I always complain about light bulbs being expensive.
Oh, good call. Yeah, but, you know, I think that your belly is more important.
True.
Yeah, it is.
Can't eat light bulbs.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.